It's Carlos Cavallo. Who else would you be expecting here at the microphone of the Dating Advice Guru? Hey, you know what? When talking to a guy, you're probably sitting there going, yeah, what do I say to this dude? I mean, I don't know how to talk to guys. What do they talk about? They talk about, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, cars, and women's boobs. That's probably about all they talk about, right? Well, you'd be surprised, especially in this day and age of enlightenment, just as much as women are becoming much more empowered. God, I often kind of cringe using that word. I hate using overplayed media words, but it's a good explanation of this wonderful rise we've seen in the culture for women as far as work and equality and treatment and all that, and everything's come along just fine, I think. But when it comes to guys, a lot of women have become disconnected. They don't know what it is to really relate to a guy, to really understand men. You think you do. You know, there's all these little cliches, the same cliches that men have about women. But the reality is, we don't really always understand how to relate to the other sex. We just have to understand that it's really pretty much the same in a lot of ways. We do enjoy talking about the same sorts of things, but what comes down to is the how we talk about those things. Men will talk about emotional topics. We just won't go into great, vivid emotional detail. You know, she said, and then like I said, and then like, oh my God, you don't believe what she said. No, I know women don't talk like that, but we're not going to go into the back and forth of what happened in a conversation. We're going to kind of distill it down to the data, the most important parts or the essence of it, if you will. That's one of the significant differences in how we talk. But when it comes to talking with a guy, a lot of women do feel like they're just disconnected from him. They don't know what to say. A lot of women feel like talking to guys is a chore, and it's one of the most difficult things for them to do. And it's funny because, again, this is how most men feel, because we think, oh, they're so different, and then we still end up treating each other pretty much the same. And to top it off, guys have to initiate the conversation, which is even trickier for us. Now, the fact remains that he might feel too shy to start up a conversation, or he's just trying to not panic at the thought of having to talk to a woman and put himself up for possible rejection. Now, the best thing you can do is to start out by being as approachable as possible for him. The more open and willing you look to talk, meaning that you look like you won't reject him, the better it is. Now, what signs do guys look for that you're available? Well, here's a few. First is smiling. Yeah, to the point of almost looking like you're going to burst into giggles at the word hello. A guy looks to see how happy you look before he's going to approach you. If you're too serious looking, he's probably going to pass, since he can't tell the difference between you looking serious and you being mad or just antisocial. We really need to see a woman on the positive, bright, accepting, come talk to me end of the scale, and not on the, I'm going to give you a serious look over and critical analysis, mister. That's the way a lot of women do look at men, by the way. They give us more of a standoffish, guarded look. But then again, there's some women who really understand how open they have to make themselves look to really invite a man in these days, because it's not a very friendly, warm environment for guys to go out and talk to women in anymore. Yeah, in the United Kingdom, that would be, you know, that group of funny little islands over there that we often call Britain or England or, well, you know, they have actually made wolf whistling, you know, where you go, to become a hate crime. Nottinghamshire police is cracking down on misogyny. Okay, when you whistle to a woman or you tell her that you think in some way that you find her attractive, that is now a crime against women. A police force has become the first in Britain to recognize misogyny as a hate crime. Well, I don't know. I got to really step back from that one and think, well, I don't agree with misogyny in any way. I don't think there's any reason for it or any need for it. I'm going to have to also tell you, and this is from a man telling women in general, men don't hate women, just in general. I think there's about as much misogyny as there is misandry. And if you're wondering what misandry is, you're right. It's the opposite. It's the other sex's version of misogyny. It's basically hate against men. Nottinghamshire police is recording incidents such as wolf whistling, street harassment, verbal abuse, and taking photographs without consent within the hate crime definition. It also includes unwanted sexual advances, uninvited physical or verbal contact, and using mobile phones to send unwanted messages. Okay, so now where are we going to draw the line here? I do see how some of this could be abusive. It could be scary for women to experience. Unwanted sexual advances, though? What falls under that category? Oh, that's scary, isn't it? That we've come to that point that we can't manage that. I know that there's a great line in the movie Disclosure. It's the movie that basically talks about sexual harassment in the workplace, and it reverses it. It makes the woman the one who is making the unwanted sexual advances against the man. And I remember reading the book by Michael Crichton thinking, wow, what a brilliant take on it, because it was just a contrary view of it. And it was interesting because the woman in the movie, the wife of Michael Douglas's character, says to him, well, look, you don't have to sue over it. I go through that every day. And he's like, what? You do? And she's like, yes, we just deal with it. We learn ways to manage that and just work around it. We don't let ourselves become victims of it. And I thought, wow, that was a pretty brilliant approach to it. Because in today's world, what are we doing? We're making everything a crime. Everything is, oh, it's so horrific. We must stomp it out. We have to pass more laws. We have to have sexual police on the streets. And I'm thinking to myself, no, this is not what we need. This is getting things, we're getting far too uptight as a society. Now, of course, we have to police and take care of those fringe, shall we say, players that are out there to cause problems for women, that do harass women, that stalk women, that give them verbal abuse. Yeah, that's not cool at all, and it does need to be handled. But you know what? It's treating women like they can't handle it themselves, and that's the part that I think I have a problem with. All right, I'm done being political for today. If you're still with me, let's finish this off, shall we? My point was that men have a burden too when it comes to the whole conversation thing. And it's getting more and more difficult for us to feel like we're welcome or wanted in even doing it at all. And that's going to cause some serious problems, I think, socially down the road. Anyway, we need you to be very, very inviting. When you want us to talk to you, then look that way, because most men are probably not going to. We're actually in fear of being arrested these days. Now, what's another sign of looking like you're inviting? Well, unmistakable eye contact. Now, I'm not talking about the kind where you glance and look right away from him in a millisecond the second he makes eye contact with you. If you want him to be sure that it's a warm invitation, you got to do a 2-second, eyeball grabber. Using the old grade school timer, you just count in your head. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Yeah, that long. When you're actually making eye contact, it seems like an eternity. Trust me, it will seem like a slice of eternity to hold onto his gaze that long. But to a guy, he really does need a super, super obvious signal, just like that. So after your 2 seconds is up, you just look down and away with that Academy Award-winning smile of yours to seal the deal. And, well, frankly, if he doesn't come over and talk to you after that, there's not much more you can do to inspire him. And the third sign that you're inviting us to you is that you're playing with yourself. Carlos, didn't you just get done saying that guy? Hold on, keep calm. Guys are drawn by visual cues. And in case you hadn't heard that, let me tell you now. So if you want him to see an invitation, you got to offer it up by showing a little bit of self-touch. I don't mean that dirty thing that you were thinking. Shame on you. Women are just so vulgar these days. Run your fingers through your hair. That's a great way to play with yourself. How about tilting your head to expose your neck? That demonstrates vulnerability. Showing off your cleavage. Baby, put those boobs to work, honey. And I don't mean in a slutty way. I mean in a way that's inviting. Suck on a straw or bite your lip. If he's really not getting the hint, you can make things look a little bit more obvious. Be sensual with your motion. And I explain it to the women that I coach like this. You want to appear like visual poetry. Just slow, relaxed movements. And remember, sexy but not vulgar. He wants you to have class and a level of sophistication, but with a confident attitude in your sexuality. Now, once you've baited him into approaching or saying hello, you have to keep the welcome mat out for him. You need to use a few of the tricks that I've got here for you to get that talk started and moving and to keep him interested. Okay, so if you want to get him talking to you, trick number one is quick flattery. Most women know that a man's ego is his most vulnerable zone, probably his most erogenous zone too. If you stroke it right, you'll get him conversationally aroused. And now a small comment about him that shows that you're impressed by him in some way is all it really takes to get that ego going, get him into the conversation. You're basically trying to bring him back to zero, because a guy's ego already takes a hit just by putting himself out there to talk and approach you. So you're just kind of helping him get back to a comfortable state. There's all sorts of things you can compliment. You can compliment his wardrobe. you know, be general. Just tell him how he looks well put together, or he chose a really nice outfit. His hair, okay? Even if it's a really crappy cut, you can still tell him that his style is interesting. He'll take that to mean that you'll like it, but you know what? Then later on, you can just change him. Just kidding. But you probably could change him. It's very easy to change a guy's hairstyle. Anyway, his car. If ever there was an easy way to compliment a man, it's on his car. Only your timing is likely to be a little bit weird to be able to sneak in a compliment about his car. Still keep it in mind. His choices. This one is awesome. It rocks. If you care to put a little thought into it, it's the best way you can compliment a man. All you got to do is compliment his choice of something. Maybe it's the way he chooses and prepares his coffee or his sushi. Maybe it's the obscure beer he chose or the wine he chose at the bar. Whatever he chooses, compliment him on his unique style. Guys love it when we're recognized for that, and it validates our ability to be the man of action. Just go with a light touch when it comes to complimenting. You don't want to overdo it and then potentially embarrass them. Keep in mind that men rarely get compliments from women. We rarely do, almost never, unless he's already pretty hot, you know? So he'll be thrown off a little bit at first. But knowing when and how to throw out a good compliment to a guy is a priceless strategy that just works, works, works. Getting him to talk to you, trick number two, is opportunity knocking. Look, if you're not actually going to start the conversation with him and you want him to make the first move, then you need to keep giving him opportunities. Here's a few ways you can extend that offer to him and not look too eager in the process. Sit or stand near him. Make it hard for him to not notice you. Be in hearing range when he's about to order and flag the bartender down, and you can flag the bartender down first. That kind of puts you in his way. This is a good way to be in the right place at the right time for him to notice you and be able to say something, okay? So you're giving him opportunities. Get him talking to you. Trick number three is to ask him for help. Look, damsels in distress are a guy's dream come true. And whether we want to admit it or not, it always gets us into the action. So give him some way to help you out. Get him to take a picture of you and your friends on a girl's night out. This is a great sneaky way to pull a guy into your group, by the way. Ask him for a suggestion on a menu or in selecting a wine if you happen to be out in public somewhere, okay, wherever you happen to be. One of the best ways is, and I found this works great, is in the Starbucks line, is asking, hey, which coffee have you tried here that you think is great that nobody ever tries? You know, something like that is great to get a guy in a conversation. Hang out in the hardware section of Target and wait for him to happen by as you try to figure out what kind of doohickey you need for that thingamabob. Or ask him for directions. You know, there's literally a million ways you can enlist a man's help and engage that masculine helper gene of his. And truth be told, if he's not a guy who will come to your rescue, even if it's a small one, you need to find out early so you can lose this loser. Okay, so it's a great screening tool. No woman has room in her life for a guy that can't be there for her as her personal hero when the time is right. Get him talking to you. Trick number four is to use the cliche. Have we met? You know, it works. I hate to say it, but it really does. It sounds like a cliche, but it always works. Look at him with a hint of recognition, then walk up confidently and just say, hi, I'm sorry, but do I know you? I feel like we've met somewhere, but I just can't place you. And you might sit there right now. You're probably cringing, thinking, Carlos, dude, no way. That's just not going to work. For the guy who wants to meet a woman, anything you say will work, okay? It's really about breaking the silence. Even the most hackneyed cliches of all time actually work in the real world when it comes to meeting someone. And finally, get him talking to you. Trick number five is accidental intrusion. Look, when push comes to shove and you just haven't been able to catch his eye, it's time to pull out the big guns. Arranging an accidental near collision, or maybe an actual collision if you really want to, is a great way to make sure he's seen you. You know, you can even drop something in front of him on purpose, giving him a chance to help you out. Maybe you drop your pen, or you drop a napkin, or you drop your wallet or your clutch bag. It gives him every excuse he needs to start talking to you. Now, once you've got his attention, it's that time. It's time to put some of my other conversation tips with guys to work. And it's time to work your magic to light the fires of infatuation. In fact, if you want to know how to spark those fires and fan them and get that flame rip-roaring good, I highly recommend you take a quick trip over to datingadviceguru.com. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. Or just go over to datingadviceguru.com and click on the irresistible link. If you want to be irresistible to men, you got to know how it works. How do we think about that? What do we think about women that we find irresistible? You'll know and you'll understand after you watch that quick little presentation at datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And hey, that's all I got for you this week. Come back next week because I got so much more. Oh, I do. I'll be looking forward to talking to you then. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.